John Petrilla's health policy class at the University of South Florida is full of undergraduate students glued to their smartphones, tablets, and laptops. A perfect place, he reasoned, to test the healthcare.gov website.
These folks are savvy. Every person in here is a tech-savvy person who's used to being online. No one's in here thinking, well, what's the internet? If these folks can't navigate this website, then that's a serious problem.
There is a serious problem. They tried with different browsers. Chrome, Firefox, Internet Explorer, iPads, but they wouldn't scroll. They somehow figured out they might have better luck by clearing their browser history. That got them further.
So I've been trying to create an account, which is kind of interesting because, like, you'll click on it and it doesn't take you to anything else. So, like, I thought that maybe what's up here right now is, like, you know, create your own account. But I keep trying and I'm having a lot of difficulty.
That's Rachel McAllister, a senior public health major. She can't create a username and password or get anything useful out of the live chat.
So she told me to check my inbox and my email for an email from the healthcare.gov website.
Have you given them your email address?
No, like I've tried and it won't let me.
About 300 man hours later, Petrilla says healthcare.gov is not the shopping experience most of us are used to.
What it claims to be, I think, is a place where you can go look at an inventory, price it, compare it, and then at least make some tentative decisions about whether that fits your need or not. And I didn't hear anything from any of these students that suggested they could do that.
Here's just part of the classroom discussion.
So the links don't work.
The links don't work.
Like forget passwords.
Yeah,
like that don't work.
I can't forget an account.
So if this was your bank account, you'd never see your money again. Right? Yeah.
Another student was redirected to mail in his application. Not email, regular mail. With a postage stamp.
So you'd have to send the actual paper in.
Yeah, everything.
Which is where the created online link got you to, that you'd have to send it in on paper.
Yeah.
Which is counterintuitive when it comes to doing things online. This would have been a great website in the 19th century. Something. So, what other sort of...
Okay, so Petrilla jokes and has fun in his class. But the website issues do trouble him, especially for students who actually need it to work so they can sign up for health coverage.
My name's J.C. Almontanez, and I'm in my senior year, and I am a public health major.
For her, this wasn't only a class exercise. She's one of the more than 3.8 million Floridians who are uninsured.
Children under 26 years old can be on their parents' health insurance, but my mom doesn't have health insurance, so I really kind of have to get my own. And because I've had situations that I don't have insurance and I've had to pay things out of pocket, it can cost a lot of money. So I'm thinking, you know I got to do something soon.
During the first month of open enrollment on the new health insurance marketplace, only about 3,500 Floridians picked a plan. Kathleen Sebelius, the top federal health official, was in Florida this week to give a positive spin on the rocky rollout of healthcare.gov.
The website is on a constant improvement plan. It is so much better today than it was at the beginning of October, and we don't want people to be discouraged from using the website today and tomorrow and the next day.
The Obama administration says most of the site's problems will be fixed by the end of the month. So Petrilla students just might be able to take another shot at healthcare.gov before the semester's over. For Health News Florida, I'm Lottie Watts.
For more stories about how the Affordable Care Act may be affecting you and your family, visit our website, which at last check was working fine, healthnewsflorida.org.